Anna Holliday, president of Ice Sports Tasmania. Good morning to you. It's
Thank
crazy.
You so much.
Did you drive
Anna.
Through the snow too?
Did you by chance see any snow outside?
I didn't this morning, no.
No, it's just down in the Huon, isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, down the Huon. So Chris gave us a call. He goes, it's snowing, and it totally is. So good luck to everyone out there on the roads.
Take care on the roads indeed. But this is exciting, Anna. So we found out that Minister Street has announced that the Tasmanian government will fund a full feasibility study to establish the viability of a new ice rink for Tasmania. They're providing $95,000 for this study to go ahead. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Oh, we're stoked.
Yeah, I bet you
think,
are.
You know, it's been 2 years since the Glenorchy Ice Rink, which is our only ice rink since that went up for sale, and 6 months since it's closed. But for a lot of our athletes, it's been a really hard time, and it feels like much longer. So I think this decision by Minister Street really does back up his sincere and genuine commitment to wanting to solve this situation for our sports and do the best thing by our community to get the best facility we can up next. So it's a lovely step, and it's really timely for lots of our athletes and officials who are struggling with their mental health with not knowing when that next step is coming. So
yeah, of course.
Very much welcomed.
They'd be greatly affected because there's figure skaters, there's ice hockey out there, there's players, coaches, families. How have the community reacted to not having an ice skating rink for a while?
Look, I think they've been extremely resilient, Dan. Mm. I think I feel very grateful and always inspired by how our community have coped. I think they've really tried to lean in and understand that there's a process, and that while we can't see those steps, they've trusted that that work is being done behind the scenes. But they're ready. They're ready for this to shift and to see a future. I think there are lots of people who are on the verge of deciding, you know, maybe this isn't going to happen in my sporting love kind of time frame, but hoping on that they can sort of share their love of their sport with their children. But I really think that this is an important and timely step for them. So it's great. There's a real groundswell of energy from the announcement. There's lots of people reaching out.
Yeah, and keep that energy going. I mean, we know that the ice skating rink was there for 42 years in Glenorchy. So what a shock to go from having it there for so long to sadly not being here anymore.
Yeah, we had quite a long lead time, but I think that for a lot of the community, we just thought that it would always be there and there would be another solution. So
hopefully soon. And I loved what you just said then, Anna Holliday, about the children and the next generation, because that's one thing that's just, it's such a great thing to see, particularly with an ice skating rink, whether you're an athlete or whether you just want to go and skate around by yourself or with your kids and teach them the next generation of the sport. Mm. Yeah.
And just for the people who love it, just for recreation, there are very few Tasmanians who haven't got a story about going to the Glenorchy Ice Rink, and whether that was, you know, someone who fell over and broke their arm or a birthday party or whatever it might be. It's just like it's a really fun activity to do with your mates, with your family, and there's a lot of the regular community who aren't maybe playing a sport but really miss that as an option, as a recreation option. So they're equally as keen to see what comes next.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel really positive.
Well, do they have a timeline on it too? What's the best possible result, like sooner rather than later?
Look, I think I don't have visibility of what the timeline will be yet, but I'm really confident Minister Street will loop us into that conversation soon.
Great.
I think, of course, that's the question on everyone's lips right now, is how long will this process take, and, you know, when will we get the outcome? Because that's the next step to keep moving on this continuum. But I'm really comfortable that the government understand the priority. They really are clear about the impact that it's having on our community for not having this facility. And so we just continue to work alongside them, do whatever we can to keep the process moving as quickly, but also to do it well, do it properly. And sometimes that does take time.
Do it once and do it properly. And so, Anna Holliday, you are the president of Ice Sports Tasmania. If anybody wants to follow along the journey or keep up to date, where's the best place for
100%.
Them to go?
The quickest and easiest way is to jump on our Facebook page, and we can cue you into joining us as a supporting member. It's really important now for the Tasmanian community to step in, and even those who have been quietly watching us from the side, lines, jump on board and become a member. It's free for Ice Sports Tasmania. So Ice Sports Tasmania via the Facebook page. We'll put a link up today so that people can join, because that's going to show the commitment and the interest from our community, which is going to get us over the line here.
And I've got to ask as well, the last question, do you reckon we can make a Tasmanian bobsled team? I have watched Cool Runnings plenty of times. I've kissed a lucky
egg.
Do you reckon we could do it?
Right, Dan, so I know that the feasibility study is going to look at a range of sports. I know it's going to look at a range of models. What can be, let's like put your voice forward, Dan. I'll just say, let's put everything forward and see what flies.
I'll just wait for your call anytime soon.